This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the interest of the nation is prime importance of his government. Addressing the nation yesterday, the Prime Minister stated that despite the government's best and most sincere efforts, it was unable to secure the passage of the legislation related to the amendment of the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. He said for this he sincerely apologizes to all mothers and sisters. The Prime Minister emphasized that the Nari Shakti Vandam amendment is the need of the hour, and it was an effort to ensure balanced empowerment across all regions, including North, South, East and West. He said the legislation aimed to strengthen the voice of every state in Parliament, whether big or small, by increasing representation proportionately. Arunachal Pradesh Minister for Industry, Textile and Handicrafts, Nyato Dukam, today inaugurated the Weavers Crafts Centre cum office building of Textile and Handicrafts Department at Daporijo in Upper Subansiri District. He said that he is planning to upgrade the traditional weaving system to modern technology for more productivity and sustainable development of indigenous crafts and weaving products. He directed the engineer wings to submit necessary concept and estimate to government for action. During his tour to the district, Minister Dukam inspected ongoing around development of secretariat building of Daporijo. He also visited bridge collapse site of Menga, which was collapsed with loading dumper recently, and directed BRO, authority and district administration to ensure the smooth flow of vehicular movement and public safety be taken care of in light of monsoon season, he stressed. The 19th Nisi Day is celebrated today. The first Nisi Day was celebrated at Indira Gandhi Park on 19th April 2008. Since then, 19th of April is being celebrated as Nisi Day to commemorate the historic event of the change of alien nomenclature to Nisi through amendment to the Constitution of India. Ms. Gayon Talom of Raga Village, a student of Jawahar Navodaya Vidyalay, Geku, Upper Siang District, has been selected for the prestigious Young Scientist Program, Yuvika 2026, conducted by the Indian Space Research Organization. Yuvika is a two-week residential program for the high school students to impart basic knowledge to learn about space science. The program is also expected to encourage more students to pursue in science, technology, engineering, mathematics-based research career. Researchers have documented the presence of Antipipona bhutanensis, a species of solitary potter wasp in Tawang district, marking its first confirmed occurrence in India. Previously reported only from Bhutan, this finding underscores significant faunal conductions across the eastern Himalayan landscape. Two civilians, including a retired Indian Army personnel, were killed in an ambush by suspected armed militants on National Highway 202 in Manipur's Ukhrul district yesterday. The attack occurred around 1:30 p.m. near TM Kosam village, with over 10 private vehicles ambushed, resulting in 3 serious bullet injuries and fatalities. Additional security forces rushed to the incident site and started operation. Armed conflict between Kuki and Thangkul Naga has been continuing in and around the Litam area of Ukhrul district for the last many days, and the National Highway 202 is frequently blocked by armed miscreants. Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand condemned the attack. A one-day legal awareness program at Anini was organized by Arunachal Pradesh State Commission for Women, Itanagar and Mismi Women Welfare Society, Dibang Valley, in collaboration with the district administration, Dibang Valley and other stakeholders on Saturday. Topics covered during the program were on cyber safety for women and youth, mental health awareness, awareness on women-related government schemes for SHG, sexual harassment at workplace, POS Act, among others. The program was attended by officers from district administration, police department, ICDS, teachers, various NGOs of Anini and JNV school students. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.